This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 15, we find this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I'd like to talk about a young adult on the right path today. And for our inspiration, we'd like to think about the love of the world, and then we'd like to think about what is opposite of the love of the world. Well, what is the world? It says here that the love of the world is the love of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, this is the things that are in the world. The lust of the flesh denotes appetites, appetites for food, appetites for clothing, appetites for accompaniments, appetites for entertainment, appetites for pleasures. Those are the things of the flesh. The flesh glories and revels in the appetites and the things which satisfy it. So the desires that are lawful and the desires that are unlawful are the appetites of the flesh. Then we have the world, and it says that there is the lust of the eyes, and that is the desires. That is the things that the flesh and the self desire. So it's the covetousness. It's the they may be good things, but it's the things that a person desires. Those are the things of the world. Now, that's not to say that as a Christian we cannot have desires, but what it's to say is that if these things are unchecked, if what it is just the same as the culture of the world, then we are not to love it. And then finally, it has here the pride of life. And that, of course, the pride of life is self-importance. I thought of the phrase delusions of grandeur. That's a phrase I heard maybe from my secular high school days, and it has something to do with some psychological condition. But I'm afraid, beloved, that most people have delusions of grandeur. They think they're something. They think that they're something important. Even someone who the world might agree with and say, oh, that's so-and-so, the famous country western star, or that's so-and-so, the football player, so-and-so, whatever, they think they're something important, but it's a delusion of grandeur. Because in God's eyes, what is important is the servant, the one who is who doesn't love the world, the one who has crucified the flesh and the lusts thereof, and who has given up of self, and self is on the cross, and Christ is on the throne, and the one who understands what it is to do unto the least of these my brethren, and do unto Christ. That's the ones that do not have a delusion of grandeur. So the passage here says that these things that we just looked at, the appetites of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the covetousness, the self-importance, these things are of the world. And the world will pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Youth on the right, young people on the right path. The right path, beloved, is the path that doesn't love the world, but the path that loves the kingdom of God, loves the people of God, loves the Son of God, and loves God with all of his heart and mind and soul and strength. I don't think if we're to love God with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, there's really much room to love anything else. So I hope you're inspired here today. Do feel free to give us a message if you'd like to respond here, using mailbox 99. God bless you.